Today's daf is Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the topic of the last two dafin was the halacha of Esnan Zoyna u'mechir Kelev. And at the very end of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the Mishnah digressed a little with a few random, albeit important halachas, as it relates to Yesoidus and Kachin. The first was a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Mishnah said, Kol asurim legabi mizbeach, v'lodeiseyem mutarim. So if you have a behema, an akeva, that's asra legabi mizbeach, and then it gives birth to a child, the vlad of the child is going to be mutter. Rabbi Eliezer says, vlad trefa lo yikorev al gabi mizbeach. Zok di gemar. Amar Rav. Kol asurim legabi mizbeach, v'lodeiseyem mutarim. Any animal that's also to go on the mizbeach, the vlad of the animal is mutter, v'tani Allah. And then Rav added and said, v'Rabbi Eliezer oisa, that stating that, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's going to be asa. So this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, Rav said over. The only difference is that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer oimer vlad shreifa, lo yikarev al gabi mizbeach. From the way Rav said it over, it sounds like Rav is going back on kol asurim l'gabi mizbeach. Not only vlad shreifa is also al gabi mizbeach, but the vlad of kol asurim l'gabi mizbeach are going to be us. Zok to Gemara, machlekes ha-mayuroim, how to understand this machlokes tanoim. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinuna, Amar Rav Nachman. Machlokes Ibrud the Basayif Nirbus. Rav Huna bar Chinuna said, I heard from Rav Nachman who said that this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether a vlad of something that's aser to go on the Mizbeach is in itself aser to go on the Mizbeach, was where the iser happened after the animal, the mother, was already pregnant. So for example, let's say the issa was revia, a roiva and a nirva, the aloch is not letting go on the mizbech. So the machloikis would be where ibru, first this animal became pregnant, ula besaif nirvu, and afterwards the revia took place. What's the machloikis? Rabbi Eliezer, sub Rabbi Eliezer holds, uber yerech imayhu, that uber is yerech imay, the rabbonot savri, and the rabbonot hold lav yerech imayhu, that it's not considered yerech imay. Rabbi Eliezer holds, uber yerech imay, so we look at the uber as if it was complicit in the avera. So just like the mother is aser because the mother's a nirva, so too the uber is going to be aser because the uber is going to be considered a nirva as well. Whereas the rabbonot and hold uber lav yerechimoy, and being that uber lav yerechimoy, so even though the mother itself did the avera, but the uber had nothing to do with the avera, it's a separate entity, and as a result, uber lav yerechimoy, there's no reason to make it us. Avol nirbul of seif ivru, but said Rav Nachman, what would be if the revia took place before the mother became pregnant? Divya komutar, avada the vlad would be mutter. The only tzad that the uber should be aser, Rabbi Eliezer shita, is because of uber yerechimoy. But uber yerechimoy only makes sense if the revia took place at the time that the behemoth was a muberis. But if the revia took place before the behemoth became a muberis, everybody's going to hold it's going to be mutter. That's what Rav Nachman said. Rav Amar, Rav said no. Machloikis kashenirbul of seif ivru, just the opposite. The machloikis is when the revia happened before it became pregnant. What's the svara in Rabbi Eliezer? There's no ubi erchimai over here. If the revia took place before it became pregnant, Rabbi Eliezer, sub Rabbi Eliezer, holds zevez agoyra maser. Rabban and Savri, zevez agoyra mutan. This is a shas machloikis. Zevez agoyra maser, zevez agoyra mutan. Meaning, the premise of this halacha is that if a davar aser is goyrem, a davar mutter into existence, a davar aser causes something to come into existence, that thing could sometimes be aser. Because it was caused into existence by a davar aser. In this case, if the mother was nirva and then afterwards became uberis, technically this child, even though it did nothing wrong, it's an innocent child, but it was brought into existence by a mother that was problematic, a mother that was a nirva. Stating that, the mother's not the only behemoth that caused this child into existence. There's a father as well. And the father, as far as we know, may be mutter. So the question is, if something is brought into existence by a davar mutter and a davar aser, is it going to be mutter or is it going to be aser? So this is a classic application of the shayla. Zev is a goyra mutter, zev is a goyra maser. So said Rava, that the yisoid of Shitas Rebbe Eliezer is that he holds zev is a goyra maser. The Rabbanan argue because they hold zev is a goyra mutter. And the machloikis is precisely where the avera happened before the mother became muberes. But if the mother was muberes first and then afterwards the revia happened, then divya koil asurim, then everybody's going to hold aser. Because even the rabbanan that holds avas agar mutter are going to say aser, because uber yerech imay, and being that uber is yerech imay, so it's for that reason the halacha is that the child is going to be aser. In other words, we have a machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rava. Whether the machloikis is dafka, where it was ibru ulevasayif nirvo, or if it was nirvo ulevasayif irvo. Additionally, the side of the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim will differ tremendously. Whether you hold the machloikis is dafka by nirvo ulevasayif irvo, or the machloikis is dafka was ibru ulevasayif nirvo. According to Rav Nachman, the side of the machloikis is ubi yarchimai ubalav yarchimai. According to Rava, the side of the machloikis is zevez agayr mutter, zevez agayr maser. So at tzad hashava shabahem, this machloikis in our Mishnah is not a local machloikis. This is a very global machloikis that has far-reaching ramifications. If you hold ubi yarchimai ubalav yarchimai, there's nafkaminas in many sugis and shas. If you hold zevez agayr mutter, zevez agayr maser, there's also nafkaminas in many sugyas hashas. So everybody agreed that this machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim, was a big machloikis. It wasn't just flat treifa mutter aser. No. This is a big machloikis, and tein lachacham ve'yech gamoy. You can run with this machloikis. The shayla is which sugya? Which sugya are we going to learn for the next month? For say that, are we going to learn zevas agayr mutter, or are we going to learn ubi yerechimoy uba lav yerechimoy? Either way, says the Gemara v'rava l'tameh that if you're holding cheshbon from the top of the amid, then you realize that Rava is l'shitasei. How so? To Amar Rava, Rava said on the top of the Amid, Vlad Nirvas Asura, that the Vlad of a Nirva is Asur. Why? He who Vlad a Nirvu. Vlad Negachas Asur. Why? He who Vlad a Nirku. What's the Gemara? Meaning, at first glance, how do you understand Rava? Rava went ahead on the top of the Amid, he made a statement that if a Nirva gives birth to a child, the child is going to be Asur. Why? Because the child was complicit. If a Negachas gives birth to a child, the child's going to be Asur. Because when the Shar was Nagach, or the Paro was Nagach, the child was also Nagach. L'chayr, a very nice Ha'ara, the nice halacha from Rava, but Rava's fakir from a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rebbe Eliezer. Doesn't the Mishnah say, Kol asurim legabi mizbeach vladaysei mutarim? It's only Rebbe Eliezer that says Vlad Shreif is asura. But the Chachamim argue. See, you'll tell me, Rava, who said Asa was going b'shitas Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Eliezer part 1, part 2, part 3, we know that. Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti. So if Rebbe Eliezer Shamuti can't be that Rav is going like Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. So L'chayr at first glance, how do you understand Rav's Psaak? Isn't it connected to Chum in the Mishnah? Zok the Gemara Gishmak. It's Rav L'tameh. It's Rav L'shitasa. Rav said that the machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim is only if the Revi'ah happened before the Ibor. But if the mother was Nisabir and then afterwards the Revi'ah took place, everyone's going to hold Aser. Because Obi Yerechima. And that's Rav L'shitasa. He holds Iuvla de Nirvo. It was complicit, meaning Rava Lishitasai, who said that the Machlokes of Lezen Chamim is only when the Aveira happened before the Behema became Muberes. But if it happened after Muberes, even the Chachamim would hold Asa. Oh, thus is Rava's Psak on the top of the Amid, where Rava Paskin seemingly Rav Eliezer. No, it wasn't Rav Eliezer, it was Paskin at the Chachamim. Because Lishitasai, he holds that there's a Hechatim, so even the Chachamim are going to be Maida to sheet this Rav Eliezer. Either way, we're learning Mesachtas Tmura, so if you have a challenging Gemara, you're going to have a Lishna Achrina. So says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina, another Lishna of this Machlokes Amayroim, had to understand the machlokes tanam between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinah, no Amar Rav Nachman. What's the second lishna machlokes? She nirvuk she muktashim. That Rav Nachman said that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim was when the revi'ah happened, when the animal was already kachim. The Rabbi Eliezer, some Rabbi Eliezer holds bizu milsa that it's a bizayin to take an animal that's kachim and then a revi'ah took place and take that vlad and put it on the mizbech. I mean, even though the vlad, even Rabbi Eliezer would hold, really should be okay, but it's a bizoyan, it's a bizoy milsa. Bizoy milsa is enough of a reason to say that vlad treifa, vlad revia, lo yikarv al gab mizbech. Rabbanon sabi, the Rabbanon hold lo? No. Abel nirvuk shen chulin. But let's say revia would have taken place when it was chulin. Hayol vishtanu divya kamutanam. Nach was everybody hold its mutter. So he was focusing on when did it take place, before it became kachim or after it became kachim. Not before it became pregnant, after it became pregnant. The tliya here was the animal chulin or was the animal kachim at the time that this took place. If it was kachim when the avera happened, then the child, this is already bizim milsa, we're not putting the child on the mizbech. If it was chulin, it's not such a bizim milsa. Rav Amar Rav said in the name of Rav Nachman, no, machloikis kishinirvuk shen chulin, just the opposite. Machloikis is when it happened, it was chul. Rav, let's solve a bizim milsa, Rabbanon sabri, ha'il v'shtana mutar. That being that it was neshtana, it went from chulin to kachim, it's not such a bizim milsa. Nirvuk shen mukdash, nirvuk kol asurim. But if not, if it happened, it was kachim, everybody would hold that it's going to be asa. So the Gemara is going to continue here, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, vlad shreifa. So in the Mishnah, again, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah specifically was discussing Kol Asurim Lagabi Mizbeach Vladisei Mutarin. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Vlad Shreifa Lo Yikarev Lagabi Mizbeach. When Rav brought Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara in the bottom of the Flamin Amid Beis, Rabbi Eliezer didn't only say the halacha that Vlad Shreifa Lo Yikarev Lagabi Mizbeach. He said the Vlad of all the Asurim Lagabi Mizbeach Lo Yikarev Lagabi Mizbeach. But as it relates to the Mishnah, the machloikis was specifically with regards to Vlad Shreifa.
And we had a machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rava, going back to the first Lishna of the Gemara on the bottom of the Ovid, whether the machloikis was dafka, where the animal was a muberis at the time of the Revi'ah, or the machloikis was dafka when the animal was not a muberis at the time of the Revi'ah. If the machloikis is dafka when the animal was a muberis, what's the shayla? Ubi yarchimai, ubi lavi yarchimai. If the machloikis is dafka when it was not a muberis, the machloikis zev is a goyer mutter, zev is a goyer masa. So, the Gemara, that really, as it relates to trefa, you're almost going to be forced in to picking sides between Rav Nachman and Rava, depending on another shayla that the Gemara discussed in Masechet Schulin, as it relates to a treifa, and that is a treifa yoledes, or is a treifa any yoledes? Which means, can a treifa become pregnant and then have a child, or can a treifa not become pregnant? Look, the Gemara demanded, I'm a treifa yoledes. According to the mandam that says treifa yoledes, then it's possible mishkachas look going to nitchafol b'saif ivra. Then you could say that the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim was discussing, where first the animal was a treifa and then it became muberes. And if that's the case, ubahopli, what would be the machlekes? If first it became a treifa and then it became muberes. But the Rabbi Elazar saw as a goyer maser, Rabban and Sabi saw as a goyer mutter. But lemanda om a treifa any ledes. According to the man that holds that a treifa is any ledes, then it's not possible to say that the machloikas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, as it relates specifically to treifa, was when first it became a treifa and then it became a muberes. It's not possible. Treifa any ledes. So what do you have to say? Kigoyin sheibro lebesoif nitrefa ubaha pligi das kambreira. You're going to have to say the machloikas Rabbi Elazar saw ubal yarchimai, Rabban and Sabi ubal lavi yarchimai. So very geshmak. All the Gemara did was, we don't have to go back and chazer over the Gemara. But all the words is just adding one hoisafa that whether or not you hold treifa yoledes or treifa any yoledes will impact how you learn in terms of is the machloikis ubi yarchimai ubi lavi yarchimai, or is the machloikis zev zay goyer mutter or zev zay goyer masa. Another example of a derivative machloikis where, what do you mean, I hold treifa any yoledes, that means I have to hold machloikis Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim in Tmura daf lamin amid beis, and that complicated sugya is zev zay goyer mutter. Yeah, that's or is ubi yarchimai. Yeah, there's no other way to learn. There's no other way to learn because it, even though directly one has nothing to do with the other, but as a derivative machloikis, it's actually all going to be tali zeh b'zeh. Zok the Gemara that vayte Amar Rav Huna moide chamon Rabbi Eliezer. Even though we have machloikis in chamon Rabbi Eliezer, as it relates to the vlad of a treifa mutter aser, Rabban say mutter, Rabbi Eliezer says aser. But the machloikis, but everyone agrees that froyach beitzas treifa. If you have an afroyach, that's a little chicken or a bird that's born from an egg that was laid by its mother. If the mother was a treifa, or the egg was the egg of a treifa, talach is sha'aser, it's going to be aser. Meaning, machloikis chacham Rabbi Eliezer is only by a vlad, but by a beitza that comes from a bird or a chicken, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be aser. My time, because I've come up to get led Rabbi Eliezer, when the chamargu ela b'vlad behemo, that me'avira karavya, a vlad is considered to grow more from the aver, not so much from the mother. Avo beitza streifa migufa the tarnagolta karavya, that's considered more enmeshed with the mother. The beitza Chazal viewed as being more a direct product of the mother than a vlad. Either way, I feel the rabbanu maidu. In that case, even the rabbanu are going to be like, "Rav the Rav Huna." So Rav told Rav Huna, "Tanya the Messiah, I have a raya to you. Meloi tarvid rima. If somebody has a spoonful of rima, haba may adam chai. So a rima, as in rima v'toilea, right? Toilam are worms. Rima is translated as maggots. But the point is, this was a person that had flesh that had decayed, that he wasn't well, and these rimois started developing on his flesh. So if someone has a maloi tarvid, which is a shear in the halachas of Tumas Meis, of this rima that came from Adam Chai, then the person ended up dying. And the question is the rima Tomei Tumas Meis, or is it not Tomei Tumas Meis? The tzad it should be Tomei Tumas Meis is because it somehow grew, it came from the flesh of the person. So maybe we look at it as a person, and maybe it's going to be Tomei Tumas Meis. Okay, what does it have to do with our sugya? Why is this a riot to this shayla of Beya as it relates to treifos? The Gemara says, because I'd come to figure out a lot about rima. The machlokes seem to only be with regards to a rima, the firsh of almahu. A rima is like just the waste of the skin. Avo beitza the migufa the tarnagoyla su afilu rabbanu moedu. Meaning, you see from here this concept that even the rima, there's a shita's Rabbi Eliezer that holds that we look at it as being mamish part of the person. It's even Tomei Tumas Meis. When it's the rima, well, why is that part of the person? Why does that have a connection to Tumas Meis? Because it comes from the person. So there's a concept that when something comes from something else, we look at it. And even though there's a machlekes, yeah, the other machlekes is regarding the rima. Because at the end of the day, it's like tzoya, it's firsh of alma. But beitza, which has also that characteristic of the fact that it comes from the tarnagoilas, And it's not Thirsha Ba'alma. It's a bird is going to come out. So over there, Luchar, even the Rabbanu would be Moida. I'm like, Abaya, said Adarabba, Ipcha Mestavra. I think it's just the opposite. If you want to go down this road of comparing the Tarnugoylas, the Efrayach, versus these maggots, I think it's just the opposite. Atkanli, Polig Rabbi Eliezer led the Rabban El Barima. I think even Rabbi Eliezer only said a Shita by a Rima. Why? The Ikri Adam Mechayim Rima. Because you find that a person's called a Rima. Dechsev Afki Enoish Rima Uben Adam Toilea. Now, Pasha, what this pasuk means is that one day, the Enoish is going to be a Rima, then Adam is going to be a Toilea. But you see that a person's called a Rima. So you have a Zechel Adavar in a pasuk that the person's considered a Rima, so maybe a Malay Tarvit of Rima has a connection to Tumas Meis. Avagabi Beitza, but a Beitza, what does it have to do with the Emas? Godlo Lechim Asrecha. When does the egg develop into a chicken? That's after it already goes bad. Vichy Asrecha, Afra Baalmo, it's not considered part of the Torah. The Goylos anymore, Philip Rebbe Lezer Moida, could be over there, even Rebbe Lezer is going to be Moida. Va'oidi said, Tanya Be'edzim, Furisha Braisa. This is all a moot point, because the Braisa says, Moida Rebbe Lezer Lechachonim, Be'efroyach Beitzas Treifa Shemote. Meaning, Rava had said that Rav Huna had said that Moidim Chachamim LeRabbi Eliezer BeEfroyach Beitzas Treifa Shasim. Right, that was what he said. The Chachamim Amoid Rabbi Eliezer, as it relates to the Efroyach of a Beitzas Treifa. The Machlekes is a Vlad Treifa, but Efroyach of a Beitzas Treifa over there, even the Chachamim are going to be Moida. And at the end of this whole discussion, Abaye said it. I have a Mefurish Abaye said just the opposite. Not the Chachamim Amoid to Rabbi Eliezer over there. Mamish Punk Faket. Moidim Rabbi Eliezer LeChachamim BeEfroyach Beitzas Treifa Shemoto. Amalei. So Rav Huna told Abaye, Itanya. Tanya, no, if it's a brisa, it's a brisa. Then there's nothing to talk about. Either way, so this machleikus from Rav Lezer and Chacham regarding the Vlad Treifa, we look at it as the Treifa. We don't look at it as the Treifa. It was a machleikus amirum. What would be in a similar case? Not the Vlad of a Treifa, an animal that has a baby, but what would be in the case where the Treifa was a bird, it was a chicken, and it gave birth to this Beitza, laid an egg, and the egg came from it. How do you look at the Beitza's Treifa? Is it more part of the mother, or is it less part of the mother? Chanina ben Antignus Oimer Gesheri. Incidentally, there's one big kasha, so we're not going to go into this, but just the ha'ara. The one big kasha is, so we're discussing over here the Vlad of a Treifa or the Efroyach of a Treifa. We know that halacha is that kol ha'yotze min ha'tamei is tamei. So, for example, cholov, if you milk a non-kosher animal, the milk is non-kosher, right? This is cholov akum or cholov psalm 101. Why are you not allowed to drink cholov akum? Cholov shechol ve'akum ben yisrael reyehu. You're not allowed to drink. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe it's not really from a kosher animal. Maybe there's a little bit of milk, or maybe all the milk is from a non-kosher animal. You don't know if the milk is kosher. And being that you don't know that it came from a kosher animal, it might be a problem. Meaning, maybe the milk came from a camel. Maybe it came from a chazer. Maybe it came from a dog. Maybe it came from an avelo or a treifa. And if it did, it's going to be awesome. How do you know it's awesome? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they're not allowed to drink milk from a non-kosher animal. So how do you know that? So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Becharis Davav. The Gemara says that it says twice that a gomel is a non-kosher animal. The second time to teach me that not only is the gomel aser, but kol ha'yotze min ha-gomel is aser as well. And we learn from there that kol ha'yotze min ha-tamei tamei, kol ha'yotze min ha-aser is aser. Shtosach the shayla. If that's the case, then what's the shayla about a Vlad Shreifa? About the Vlad Shreifa should be aser. Why is a Vlad Shreifa not viewed as a yotze min ha-tamei is tamei? Why is it that milk? Milk of a treif is a problem. Why? Because it came from a treif. So if it came from a treif, it's going to be awesome. So why should a Vlad treif be any different? So there's a shtickle from Reb Chaim, Mechadushi, Reb Chaim, Alevi, Alaramah, Reb Chaim, and Sefer. There's a lot of major lumbis to explain why is it that the Vlad of a Dover Asa, yeah, Machlik is Reb Lezim, the Chachamim. Chura, what happened to the basic halacha? B'chiris davav. Kalayotze min ha'tamei tamei. Either way, Rab Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, k'shera. So the Mishnah discussed the halacha of an animal that's a k'shera. Sheyonka min ha'trefa. It nursed from a treifa. The halacha is psulo me'agabi mizbech. So the first case was the vlad of a treifa. That was rather complicated. Next is more straightforward. What happens if you have an animal that's not a treifa, but it nursed from a mother or a child or an animal that was a treifa? So Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus said that the halacha is psula me'al gabi amizbech. Then an animal that somehow sustains itself from something non-kosher, you feed it non-kosher food, you can't put it on the mizbech. We never heard of such a halacha. So it's a new halacha that before you put an animal on the mizbech, you have to make sure that it never ate non-kosher and has to have shayna hashkuches. So there's no such halacha. Ela, Tani Rabbi Chanina, we talk about the Rabbi Yochanan, going shenika chol v'resech mishachris l'shachris. However, chol lamid l'mes. This is a different case. It's like a case of an animal that sustained itself 100% from chol of treifa. This is different. The fact that it sat down and ate a meal of non-kosher food, that doesn't make it possible like krava. But over here, it sustained itself 100% from this non-kosher animal. Ochias came from a treifa. Nu alocha. Chanina ben Atigna says, interesting halacha, that this would be a problem. You wouldn't be able to put it on the mizbeach. Kol ha-kotchim shenasu treifa ein poidim. So the last halacha of the Mishnah, which is the last halacha, the perek was, that if you have an animal, it's kotchim mizbeach, it develops a mum kavua, now you're allowed to be poidim. The problem is it's also a treifa. So could you be poidim or not? So the Mishnah said, ein poidim as ha-kotchim l'achilon l'klovim. Ivritaich, that you're not going to be paid it now, because if you're going to be paid, you're not going to be able to eat it. What are you going to have to do with it? Like Kalev Tashlichanos, it's a treifa. In poidim as a kachon achil and lekrovim, and for that reason, the halacha is, you're not allowed to be paid it. So this is a very important halacha. It comes up a lot in Seder Kachim. It's based on yesoidis that are very important, and this is one of the places that the Gemara brings it. Minohani mili. What's the makar to this idea of a poidim as a kachon achil and lekrovim, the Tanur Rabbanu? It says in the Pasik, rak bechol avas naf. There's a pasuk in Parshas for A, it's tucked away, but Chazal Darshan that this pasuk is referring to Psulei HaMikdashin. And it says, what's the halacha of Psulei HaMikdashin? Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach b'yachalta basar kivirkas Hashem alikecha. You can do whatever you want with it. B'chol avas. Avas is miloshen taiva. You can do whatever you want. Tizbach. And then it says, V'yochal tobasas. Say Chazal, even though at first glance it sounds like it's a hefkevelt, B'chol avas nafshecha. No. You have to read the next words. Tizbach v'yochal. And we learn from it, tizbach v'loy giza. You're not allowed to shear its wool. V'yochal to v'loy lechlovecha. You could eat it, but the dogs can't eat it. Basar v'loy chalov. We come from here, we learn, Shein poidim es akachem l'achil l'klovin. This is the makar to this halacha, that only you could eat it, but you can't be poidim to give it l'klovin. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of this drasha. Pasuk's talking about Psulei HaMikdashim, correct. But when it says tizbach v'yachalta, it doesn't mean tizbach v'loy giza v'yachalta v'loy l'klovecha, but rather, ein l'cha behen heter, ela misha'as zvicha ve'elach. Tizbach v'yachalta is coming to teach me that you can do whatever you want with it. You could shear it, you could milk it, you could do whatever you want. What does it mean, tizbach v'yachalta? But only after the shechita. The shechita is matter, all these things. So, psulei HaMikdashim, even after you poyed it, until you do this zvicha, it's aser. Once you do this zvicha, you can do whatever you want. The point is that v'yachalta is not coming to teach me v'loy l'chlavecha. It's a whole different signon in what you do with all the drashas in this pasuk. It's not tizbach this, v'yachalta that, pasuk this. No, it's something else. Tizbach v'yachalta, misha zvicha v'yachalta. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want, I can even feed it to my dogs. And on that note, Hadron Allah Kalasum. So before we go right and start the next parak, just one festa ha'ara. And that is a well-known tshuva from Kiveger. It's a very small tshuva. It's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf, Ayin Beis, Akef. But Simen Kuf, Ayin Beis, a very short tshuva from Kiveger. Kiveger asked the following shilos. Before in the Gemara, Rava said that Vlad Nirvas Asura. Vlad Megachas Asura. But Vlad Nirvas Asura, why? Because he Uvlada Nirvu. Gemara was mashma that it's based on Rava holding Ubi Yerachimai, and because he holds Ubi Yerachimai, when the animal is engaged in the act of Revia, not only is the mother being engaged, but the Uber is being engaged in it as well. And as a result, when the Uber is born, the halacha is you can't put the Uber on the Mizbech. You can't put the mother on the Mizbech. Why not? Because it's a Nirva. The Uber is the Zalba Nirva. Because it too was involved, he uvlada nirvu. Frank Rab Kiveger, if that's the case, why is it ever mutter for a man to be with his wife Tashmish, while she's a Mu'baris? Every man, faked Rab Kiveger in a tshuva, should be Osir Le'ishtoi when she's a Mu'baris. Why? If she's a Mu'baris, she's carrying a child. Let's say the child is a Nekeva. If the child's a Nekeva, it's Bitoi. Bitoi is one of the Arayas. There should be an Isser. And just like the Gemara says, he Uvlada Nirvu, L'chayr, the child is involved in the Maisa Tashmish. So if the child is involved in the Maisa Tashmish, faked Rab Kiveger, Akasha, then why is it that there's a head to Tashmish with a woman that's a Mu'baris, L'chayr, Ishta Mu'baris should be Asura? Mishum Arayos, because of Bita. Zakrab Kiveger, you have to say. That Enochanami, there's an issue over here of Bia with Bita. But at the same time, she's p'chusa mibaskim l'shana v'yoy mechad. And we know that a ketana that's p'chusa mibaskim l'shana v'yoy mechad, the halach is, Rabbi is not a bia. It's not a chanabi. There's a bia taking place. But in halach, it's not considered a bia. So being the halach is not considered a bia, it's not going to be a problem. That we know that a zochar's bia is a bia from when he turns 9 years old. A girl, when she turns 3 years old. The Gemara says mefurish, that even though a zochar's ma'isa bia is not a ma'isa bia until he turns 9, that's only mideraisa. But the Rabbanan said that even a pachos miben teisha shana v'yei mechad, his bia is a bia. So says Rabbi Kiveger, it's mistaver. If the Chachamim said that a zohar who's pachos miben teisha shana v'yei mechad, even though midereis his bia is not a bia, but midirabonon it is, the same will be true for a ketana who's pachos mibaskim v'shana v'yei mechad. So fake Rabbi Kiveger, en achinami midereisa, there's no iser bitoi, because she's pachos mibaskim v'shana v'yei mechad. But what about midirabonon? Why don't you say that midirabonon, there's an iser bia, even though she's pachos mibaskim v'shana v'yei mechad? That that's Pashat Rabbanon, don't have to make takonis and ask her something that's already awesome. So says Rabbi Kiveger, half of a fellow. A katan that's pachas mi ben teish hashanah v'yei mechad, if the Rabbanon wouldn't say that his bia is a bia, so you wouldn't know that it's a bia. So Rabbanon had to go ahead and ask her this maisa, even though what he means is, I thought the bia is not a bia. So if he's going to do a bias iser in the context of a bia, if his bia is not a bia, it should be mutter. So Rabbanon went ahead and they said it's going to be awesome. But a ketana, p'chusim yibaskim v'shanam yeymechad, even though her bia is not a bia, but it's anyways awesome as Rabbanon. It's pashat. Says Rabbi Kvega, why? Because to the extent it's not a bia, then the maisa bia is going to be a maisa of hashchas azera, and it's going to be an act of haitzah azera levatala, which is anyways going to be awesome. So Rabbanon never had to aser the bia with a ketana, p'chusim yibaskim v'shanam yeymechad. Why? Because to the extent that it's not a bia, it's a ma'is of hashchas hazera. So if it's a ma'is of hashchas hazera, it's anyways going to be also. Zok Rab Kiveger, you know what the nafkamina is in this case. Because in this case, if someone is going to be with his wife, even if you're going to tell me this chiddush of Obi Yerachim, he uvlad nirvu, but hashchas hazera it's not. Why? Because of ishtoi. So it's not a ma'is of hashchas hazera. Out pitoi, she's p'chus mivaskim l'shon of yemechad. What are you going to tell me? It's also with Rabbanon. The Rabbanon never answered it because they didn't have to answer it because it was anyway. But over here, it's not Ashkaz Hazer. So, in this case, it's going to be Mutter, Veruyan Advarim, Lamisha Umram, half of a fellow. On that note, Zok the Mishnah weiter. Another parak with pretty much the same topic. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Yesh Bekotche Mizbeach, She'em Bekotche Bedekabayis, V'yesh Bekotche Bedekabayis, She'em Bekotche Mizbeach. So, we know that there's two subcategories within the world of Hakdash. You have Kotche Mizbeach. And you have kachim bedek rabbayis. Kachim mizbeach is when someone is makdish something and he says that I want this thing to be used for the mizbeach. And that can come in two varieties. It can either be kedushas haguf or it can be kedushas dam. Kedushas haguf is where I want this physically to go on the mizbeach. That only works if the thing doesn't have a mum. That only works if the thing is chazi like rava. If it's an animal, a kosher animal, shem and yayin soils, that can be chal kedushas haguf. A person can be makdish something kachim mizbeach where it's only going to be kedushas dam, where he doesn't want the thing physically to go on the mizbeach, but he wants you to take the thing, sell it, use the proceeds to buy something that's going to go on the mizbeach. That's all kachim mizbeach. Kachim bedek habayis is where a person makes a donation, $180, towards the hektish. What you use to pay the electric bill. It should go to the bedek habayis for the maintenance, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, a lot of expenses. And that's kachim bedek habayis. Dr. Mishnah, this chumras that kachim mizbeach has over kachim bedek habayis, and then this chumras that kachim bedek habayis has over kachim mizbeach. This yesh bekachim mizbeach, she'en bekachim bedek habayis, yesh bekachim bedek habayis, she'en bekachim mizbeach. The first one is shekachim mizbeach oisin t'mura. What's a chumra that kachim mizbeach has? It's oisin t'mura. That's why we're learning this in Masechtas T'mura. It's all because of that nafgamina. V'chayoven aleyen mishum pigo noise v'tomei. So kachim mizbeach has t'mura. Kachim mizbeach has pigo noise v'tomei. V'ladon. We just learned that halacha a minute ago. That after you put the kachim mizbeach that has a mum, the vlad and the chalav are still going to be asa. It's not a hefkerveld. If someone shechts kachim mizbeach v'chutz, he's going to be chayiv. If people were working in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't pay them with kachim mizbeach. But all the aforementioned don't relate to kachim bedek habayis. Let's go through them. Kachim bedek habayis has no tmura. We know that already. There's no pigol, noiser, and tamei. Those are all related to karbanos. So even if the kachim bedek habayis was an animal that doesn't have with pigol, noiser, and tamei, if you pay the bedek habayis, it's 100% chulin. There's no halacha of tizbach V'loy giza, you don't have the halacha that the cholov is going to be aser. You can use it 100%. If someone shechts a behemah that's kachav et agabayich tachotz, there's no halacha of shchitas chutz. Shchitas chutz is only if it was something that you were supposed to bring al pesach ha'yomai. It's never had a din to bring as a carbon, so you don't have the halacha of chutz. And finally, let it give it to the umnin, the workers that do work. You can actually pay them directly with the hekdesh. Yesh bekachi bedekabayis. What's the chumah that kachi bedekabayis has over kachi mizbech? Shestam hekdeshois lebedekabayis. We know this by now. Stam, if someone's makdish something, he's not mefarish. If he wants it to be kachi mizbech or kachi bedekabayis, then astam we assume that he meant that it should go lebedekabayis. Hekdesh bedekabayis, chalakal, another. Halacha, Bedek Abayis could be chal on everything. That's obviously in contrast to Kachim Mizbech. They could only be chal on something that can go on the Mizbech. Kachim Abayis could be chal on everything. Umayalim begudoleim. We'll see what that means. If something grows from Kachim Bedek Abayis, you have the halachas of Mi'ila, the Ein Bahen Hanah L'Kayhanim. Additionally, the Kayhanim are not allowed to have Hanah. We'll see what that means as well. Zok, the Gemara, the Klolu, the Chol Kachim Mizbech, Oysit Tmura. First halacha was the Kachim Mizbech has a Chumra over Kachim Bedek Abayis. The Kachim Mizbech has Oysit Tmura. Kachim Bedek Abayis is Ein Oysit Tmura. Faith the Gemara. Kachim Mizbech is always Oysit Tmura. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Kachim Mizbech is always Oysit Tmura. Very Oifois. The Kachim Mizbech, the Tanan of Menachas, Oifis Ein Oysit Tmura. It's only right. The Pasuk says Behema be Behema. Not Oifis and Zok, the Gemara. Tanya Behema. You're right. It doesn't mean all Kachim Mizbech, the Behemas. Oh, is that true? All behemoths? Very Vlad Kachim is Bech. Tanan, Eina Vlad Oysa Tmur. We know Vlad Behemoth is not Oysa Tmur. The man of Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar Vlad Oysa Tmur. We know Rabbi Yehudi Sheet is that the Vlad Behemoth of Kachim could be Oysa Tmur. Fetimor Vari Tmura Atzma, the Kachim is Bech. Utanan, Eight Tmur Oysa Tmur. What about Tmur itself? Tmur is Kachim is Bech. Right? Tmur is Oyla goes on the Bech. Tmur Shlom goes on the Bech. So what about Tmur itself? And it can't be Oysa Tmur. So the Gemara says, Kiktania Iker Zifcha. The Iker Zifcha. When it's a behema, it's always Oysa Tmur. Now that you're telling me that the Mishnah only means Iker Zivcha, I feel the Tamir Rabbanu, Kiktania Iker Zivcha. You can answer the last kasha. What was the last kasha? Vlad Kachim can't be Oysa Tmur. So we said, Amani Rabbi Yehudi. You can tell me no, Vlad Kachim is not Iker Zivcha. Just like Tmur is not Iker Zivcha, so to Vlad Kachim is not Iker Zivcha. Right? That was one of the themes of Masechtas Tmura. One of the takeaways of Tmura is that Vlad Kachim and Tmur are very similar. Right, the Mishnayos was comparing and contrasting the Vlad of Kachim and the Tmur of Kachim. What's the Tzad HaShava? They're both not the Iker carbon. You were Makdish a carbon. And now, yet you were Mamshech Kedusha from that carbon. In one case, he did a Tmura. In the other case, there was a Vlad. They're both not Iker Zivcha. So if the Mishnah is discussing only Iker Zivcha, then Tmura is not a Kasha. Vlad Kachim is also not a Kasha. You wouldn't have to be making the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Vlad Kachim is Oysa Tmura. V'ein noisnin mehem mu'umnin. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to pay workers, the umnin, the artisans, with Kachim Mizbech. Oh, Kachim Mizbech. Noisnin. It sounds like Kachim Mizbech. You can. Amar Avavo, yeah. The Amar Akra says, V'osu li mikdash. But it says Va'asuli Mishali. Yeah, Kens Machin fin Hashem says, use my money. You can take my hektish and Va'asuli Mikdash, you can pay the chevra that are working in the Beis HaMikdash, even with Kache Bedekabais. Yesh Bekache Bedekabais. We said there were chumras in Kache Bedekabais over Kache Mizbech. What was the chumra? The chumra was that Stam Hekdeshois al the Bedekabais. Stam Hekdeshois the Bedekabais V'chal al HaKol. Additionally, Bedekabais is chal on everything. So anything that a person is makdish can become bedek habayis, because bedek habayis is chal on everything. And min astam, we always assume that it's going to be bedek habayis, which sounds like, I mean, that's what the Mishnah is saying, that if somebody would be makdish a behema which can technically be kachim mizbeach or kachim bedek habayis, we're going to say that stam hekdesh is the bedek habayis, that it's going to be chal on it, kedushas bedek habayis. Is that true? Aliba the kuli alma. So we know the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Zok to Gemara, man tano. Who is the tana of the Mishnah that holds that if someone's makdish a behemoth, which is chazi la krova, it's chal on it, not kachim is beach, but rather kachim beda gabayis, amrabchi barabo, amrabi yechanon, the like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not like Rabbi Yeshua. The time we learned in the Mishnah, so the source of this Mishnah is a Mishnah Masechtas Shkalim, but it comes up everywhere. Ha makdish nechasav, if someone was makdish his estate, vahoyu behen, behemoth, ruir la gabim is beach, and within his estate, he had behemoths, and the behemoths, some of them were right to go on the Mizbech. He had Zacharim, he had male behemoths, Unikathis, and he had female behemoths. Rabbi Eliezer says, Zacharim, Yimachru, Litzarchi, Oilas. He's supposed to take the Zacharim, he's supposed to sell it to someone that needs an Oilah.
and you should, that person should take the animal and use it as a carbon. You should sell it to someone that needs a shlamim, and that, and he should use it to bring a carbon shlamim, even though the zacher could go for a shlamim as well. But we assume always oila, it was more chashuv than shlamim. So being that the zacher could go as an oila, sell it to someone that needs an oila, the shlamim, the nekevis, meaning sell to someone that needs a shlamim. Udmeim, what do you do with the money? Yiplu im shar nechassel, it's going to go to the same place everything else in his estate is going to go to, which is Pedek HaBayis. Rabbi Shua says, no, Zecharim Heim Atzman Yikrivu Oilas. The Zecharim, you're not supposed to sell to someone that needs an oila and take the money and give it to Pedek HaBayis. What do you mean? You could bring it as a carbon oila. Bring it as a carbon oila. In the cave, this Rabbi Shua agrees. He says, Yimachu L'Sarchi Shlamin. Sell to someone that needs a Shlamin. The Yavi bid meyam oilas. You're going to take the money, you're going to bring an oila with it. Ushar nechas on the bedek abayis. And the rest of the money, that's going to go to bedek abayis. What's the bottom line? We have a machloikis. There's a lot going on in this Mishnah. But one thing is for sure. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That if somebody is makdish, all his nechasim. And within his nechasim, he had behemoth that was scharim. Nice behemoth. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you bring it as a carbon oila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no. You sell it to someone that wants an oila, you take the money, give it to bedek abayis. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Stam behema that's chazil lehakrovas oila goes to Bedek HaBayis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no, it goes to Kachem Mizbech. Zokta Gemara, man Tana. Who's the Tana of our mission that said Stam hekdeshus to Bedek HaBayis? Which means that if someone has even a behema l'chayra, that's roi lakrova, we assume in Astam he wanted it to go to Bedek HaBayis. Om Rabchi Barav, Rabbi Yoichan, like Rabbi Yeshua. It's obviously not like Rabbi Yeshua, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, min Astam it's not going to go to Bedek HaBayis. Min Astam it's going to be brought as a carbon oil. Now, incidentally, we've learned this together so many times. What's Pashav Shah? Why is Dina Keva sold to someone that needs a shlamin, and the money is going to go. Why doesn't the Nekeva also go as a carbon shlamin? If the Zachar goes as an oila, then let the Nekeva go as a shlamin. This is Rabbi Shua Shita. He holds Menastam, it's Kachem Mizbech. It's not Kachem Bedek HaBayis. The teretz is that we always assume that the person wanted 100% of his donation to go to Hekdesh. He for sure wants it all to go to Hekdesh. An oila is kulei kala. So an oila, whether it's kachem mizbeach or kachem bedek habayis, it's going to for sure go 100% to Hekdesh. So Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, menastam, he wants it to be kachem mizbeach, not kachem bedek habayis. The Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua. But the point is, he wants it to be kachem mizbeach, and as a result, you can bring it as a carbon oila. But a shlamim, there's a chelik of it that's nachal abayla. So if you want it to be a shlamim, it's not going to go 100% to Hekdesh. Kachem bedek habayis, there's no chelik that's nachal abayla. That obviously goes entirely to Hekdesh. So this for sure, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that you want the more 100% of your donation to go to Hekdesh. So therefore, this going to be a maila in Bedek HaBayis over Shlomim in the sense that Bedek HaBayis is 100% L'Gvaya as opposed to the Shlomim that has a Chelik. That's Nechal Kehanim, it's Nechal Abaylim. But the oil, which is Kulei Kolo, does get the Chengansin to the Bashefer. So over there, it's a Shaila now. It's Monav Shach going all to Hashem. It's a question. Kachem Zeh, Kachem Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Shua Shita is. They'd rather be Kachem Zeh. But Hashem Negev, when you're Neiru, Stam Ektesh, it's Bedek HaBayis, even if it's a Behemoth that's Chazir Lakrova, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Eliezer said it all goes to the Bedek HaBayis, not Rabbi Shua Shita. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said the Mishnah is like Rabbi Shua. But the Gemara says, what's that? Mishalchen Gavoy Kazacho. I hear. That's true. He's saying it really is going to the. Right, he's asking that really it does go to Hashem, but Kehanima always Mishulchan Kavaya Kazacho. What about the Bailam? And the Bailam needed to also either give Mishulchan Kavaya. I have very good shmack. So the Gemara, Pliga, Dirabad Barahava. That this Gemara that said, Rabchia Bar Abba, who said that the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Rabbi Yeshua, is the Loiker Rab Adar Bar Ahava. Because we're going to see Rab Adar Bar Ahava said in the name of Rab something that's going to make the Mishnah being even not like Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, till now we're saying the Mishnah shims Rabbi Eliezer beautifully. Because Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says, Stam goes about the Gabbais. It just wasn't shim with Rabbi Yeshua. So to Gemara, yeah, that's true. You could hold that way, but not everybody holds that way. Because Rabbi Adar Bar Ahava said in the name of Rab, Eidish Kulei Scharim after the Rabbi Eliezer Moida. That if the Eidah was only Scharim, all it had was these male animals, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to be moida that the scharim should be brought as karbanos oila. Why? Because Avadi understands kachem mizbeach is more chashuv than kachem bedek habayis. Machlokes was we had an eder which is partially scharim, partially nidroi. The person doesn't is not mechalik. He doesn't mean I don't want half of it to go here, half to go there. He wants it all to go to the same place. Because they can't be oilas. Scharim nami lav oilas. No, a person doesn't have a problem being chaylik is nidra. But the point is, according to Rabbi Rahava,
in the name of Rav, even Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold sometimes that if someone's makdish a behema, it's going to be a carbon oila. If it's all zechar. Now, lishna achrin amilo, some had a different lishna in this, that Rav, Adab Rahava said in the name of Rav. Amrav, Adab Rahava, Rav. B'shloi hikdish ele behema, afilo, Rabbi Eliezer moidef. All he was makdish was behemis. It's over there the Rabbi Eliezer's moidef. Shavik inish, kachim is behecha, makdish abad agabai. So, nechlel, shiei shah nechasim imam. Machlekes was where the person had other nechasim. Rabbi Eliezer saw var, in other mechelukas nitra. And midish shah nechasim le mizbeach, pe manami le kachim mizbeach. Rabbi Shua saw var, other mechelukas nitra. Again, very similar. The question is the emphasis on him having other nechasim or just on having other behemoths? The Gemara says, Agav Urchi, from the Mishnah, it's mashma more like one of the Lashonis. Because tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Udmeyim Yiplu, im shar nechasim lebeda kabayis. The case of Elizabeth Yeshua was where a person was Makdish's estate, he had animals, charm the kevis, and he also had other nechasim. So the Gemara says, Bishleim the Lishna Basra. Bishleim, according to the second Lishna of the Gemara, Hainu Diktari im Shar Nechasim Vada Gabayas. I understand why we mentioned Shar Nechasim. Why? Because it's only there the Rebbe Eliezer said a Shita. Because the whole Yisrael of Shita's Rebbe Eliezer is that in other Mechalik is Nechasim. So if he has Nechasim that are for sure going with Vada Gabayas, so there he holds that the Scharim are not going to be Oilus, they're also going to go with Vada Gabayas. But you need other Nechasim because it's only then Rebbe Eliezer said a Shita. El Lishna Kama. But according to the Lishna, what do you need Shar Nechasim for? Those words are extra in the Braisa. What did we mention them for? Rebbe Eliezer doesn't need that. All Rebbe Eliezer needs is behemoths that are on a canvas. That would be enough, Rebbe Eliezer, to say that in other Mechalik is Nidroi. The Lishna Basra says that no. Rebbe Eliezer holds Schar and a canvas. Rebbe Eliezer didn't say his halacha. He said his halacha with his animals and other Nechasim. The other Nechasim are for sure about the Kabayas. So then the Zacharim are also going to go about the Kabayas. But if all you have is Schar and a canvas, you don't have other Nechasim, you don't have Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So if that's the case, the Lishna Basra, the Loshin of the Braisa, is much more meduyik according to the Lishna Brasa. It's not so meduyik according to the Lishna Kama. Either way, the Gemara says that for that, I wouldn't be machriya between the two Lashonis because Tani Hachi Udmeyim Yiplu the Beda Gabayis. You can always change the Gersa. Maybe not Udmeyim Yiplu Im Shar Nechasim the Beda Gabayis. Take out the words in Shar Nechasim. Obviously, if you take out those words, you don't have a kasha. But regardless, the Mishnah stands Stam Hikteshus the Beda Gabayis. The implication was that if you have an animal that can go to Kachem Mizbech, go to Kachem Bayis, what do? It goes to Kachem Bayis. And the question that the Gemara is discussing is, how does it stem with this machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that keeps on coming up? And that is, isn't there a mefurish of machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where someone has an estate, he was makdish in the estate, and there were behemoths that were chazi lakrava, scharim that were ru'uyim la'oilis. For some reason, that's only with the shaylis, not by the shlom and l'nekevis, as we mentioned earlier. But it's only the scharim la'oilis. So the question, are those scharim treated as kachem mizbeach, or are they treated as kachem b'dekabayis? Then the girsa that we have, the pashtis, certainly is a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's treated as kachem b'dekabayis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's kachem mizbeach. If that's the case, this stam mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Usually it's not, but this stam mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. It's not the loiker Rabbi Eliezer. It's actually the loiker Rabbi Yeshua. The mishnah is not going to be like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara said that, by the way, there was a memra of Hashem Rav, where Rav said that even Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold sometimes it's going to be kachem mizbeach. And if that's the case, the mishnah is not so geshmak with Rabbi Eliezer either. Because stam nekteshes lamedekabay is mashma unequivocally. It's always the way it is. Which is not always the way it is. Because even Rabbi Eliezer, it's only where there's a svar of ina the mechalikus nidroi. But if everything is going to be either lekachem mizbeach or everything is going to be lekachem bedekabay, even Rabbi Eliezer holds that everything is supposed to go lekachem bedekabay. Hektish bedekab, hektish lekachem mizbeach. Hektish b'adik abayis chal al hakol. The Mishnah said the hektish b'adik abayis chal on everything. Asuye mai hakol is always the rabbis, right? Coming full circle here. Hakol is the rabbis. So what's the hakol over here in the end of Masechtas Tmura coming the rabbis? So the Gemara Amar Rabina said lasuye shifuyi v'nivas. If you have a tree that's b'adik abayis and then little branches and leaves fall off, those branches are also kaddish b'kedushas b'adik abayis u'mayalin. So this is going to be discussed more in tomorrow's daf. But umayalin begidu leyem lasuyemai. What's that coming to be? Marba the gidulim of kachem b'dekabayis, a subject to the laws of meila. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said lasuye chalev hamukdashim ubeitzei torah. So the chalav of hektish or the beitza of hektish. So is there halach of meila or not? Tanan is a mishnah. Masechtas meila chalav hamukdashim ubeitzei torah. Loi nenim loi mayalin. Loi nenim means you're not allowed to have anah. But at the same time, loi mayalin, there is no isra meila. The medvar mamur mekachim is beach. Abul mekachim bedek abayis hektish tarnegoylis mayalin beitzasa chamayra. So you see clearly that there's a chumra in kachay b'dekabayis, that there is me'ila on the beitza and the cholav of kachay But the Gabbai is, there is no Mi'ila on the Beitz and the Cholov of Kachim Mizbech. Says the Gemara, that even the Man that says that you could be Mo'il, there is Mi'ila on Gedulim Mizbech, Hani Mili Gedulim the Chazil Mizbech. That's only something that's right to go on the Mizbech. I mean, there is a Man that holds, this is more Mi'ila, Sugyas. But there is a Man that holds that there is Mi'ila on Gedulim Mizbech, but the Gemara says, don't confuse that with our Sugya, because that's talking about Gedulim that themselves can go on the Mizbech. But Gedulim the Loi Chazil Mizbech, for example, what we just discussed, cholov doesn't go on the mizbech. You never put milk on the mizbech. An egg is never going to go on the mizbech. Over there, in Mayalin, everyone's going to agree that there is no halacha of mi'ilah.